Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I'm Dan, and this is Rosie. Decided to pull over and do a bonus video for you today because I'm just freaking out over a couple things, and we just don't want you here. Get out of here. Why are you here? It's the theme of this video. Let's just get right into it. Okay, a couple things. Gross domestic product. Man, the economy's booming, guys. Everything is fantastic, and it's at almost 3% growth, and you should be thrilled that we're going to avoid another recession. Rosie, we have to stay on this side of the street. Come on. And no. Okay? So there's that. And then this morning, the inflation numbers come out, and we're supposed to believe that inflation's only at 2.9% over the course of the last year. None of you that buys anything believes that. So there's that. And the thing that made me pull over and do this video was there's a local politician who has, I believe it's AB 961, which is a local law that he wants to have in the state of California that would make it so that all new vehicles cannot go over the speed limit by 10 miles an hour. And he wants to make this a law. Is that insane? And hopefully it'll go national. Who wants this? Who wants this? Now, again, yes, this is California. It rained a lot over the course of the last few days, and it's beautiful today. But other than that, and other than the hot women, okay, what's California got for itself? Seriously, okay? I mean this, okay? We have some of the highest taxes. We've got crime out of control, other than the county that I live in. I live in Orange County, California. We have a district attorney. His name is Todd Spitzer. You don't want to spit in the sidewalk with this guy because he will convict you. Todd Spitzer hopefully will be our governor someday, and he will clean up this state. I can only hope. But outside of my county, you get the rest of the state, which is Looneyville. And Looneyville, there is a Assemblyman Scott Weiner, we're just going to call him Dick. Dick wants to have a new law where you cannot go 10 miles an hour over the speed limit with your car. Is that insane? So again, they want to control the vehicles in such a way that they can shut them off. If you don't think that's what the green electric vehicles are, you have to stay on the side of the street, Rosie, because of the golf course on the sidewalks we heard. So with that, no, guys, the idea of this is that they'd be able to shut your car off. Hey, you know, you're driving too fast there, Dan. Now, I want you to think about this. When was the last time you got a speeding ticket? Me? I'm telling you guys, it's been a long time, and I hate talking about this because I'll probably get one, you know, the 5 minutes after I film this thing. But it's been a very, very long time. In fact, I think it's been 20 years since I had a speeding ticket, okay? So, with that being said, I don't speed all the time, and I'm out in the car all the time, and I drive more than most of you do. But to sit there and say that my car is limited to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, or they're going to shut it off, that is insanity. That's absolutely insane. Now, you can sit there, and they're going to call it the Fatality Reduction Act and this and that, but they don't have a Homeless Reduction Act that works. They don't have a Crime Reduction Act that works. They want to control your speeding of your car, of your automobile. Isn't that great news? It's fantastic, isn't it? So, absolutely insane that they did this. Okay, I'm sorry, Rosie's got me spinning around here as we walk out and about. What do you think of this? Am I crazy to think that this is a bad thing? Because it's just too much. Now, here in California, one thing that they do because they want to get taxes is they have, Rosie, do not drink that water. Do not drink that water from the golf course, okay? So with that being said, what you have is you have a state referee for sound, okay? And what this is that if your car is too loud, a police officer can pull you over and write you a ticket, and you have to go to a state referee. And the state referee will then have you go to someone to inspect the car to see if it's been modified to for if it's too excessive noise. Now, again, another waste of time. But here's the thing about the state referees. They've been so backed up with this that if you get a violation for a sound violation, originally it was 30 days, it was 45 days. Now it's 90 days before you can see the state ref. And if you drive the vehicle during that time, the vehicle will be impounded. So, you guys, you can't make this up. What's going to happen if you speed? Now, think about this. I was thinking about, when was the last time I really, like, got out of town and sped, you know? And I'm not just talking about, you know, going 75 in a 65 zone. I'm talking about getting out of town. Well, I was late night near a taco stand, and there was a fight. And I'm like, uh-oh, does that guy pull something out? I didn't know what it was. So we got the hell out of there, okay, and didn't look back. But did I drive very fast? Yes. And the person that was in the car, wow, I'm so glad we did that. But imagine if you're in a golf cart that's got a governor on it, and they want to make it so you can't go 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Oh, okay. Okay. So, again, of all the things wrong in the universe, this is what they want to do. Okay? So, share your thoughts on that. Share your thoughts on that. There is a Hamptons property that sold for $140 million last year. And with all said and done, all the expense into it was $150 million property. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, it just sold again at auction for $80 million. So is this the beginning of the turn that we're going to see when it comes to high-end properties? We are seeing dramatic price reductions for high-end properties. And I love that you guys send me stories about, hey, this guy moved from California to Texas. If somebody moved, you know, in 2018, you know, he didn't see the appreciation. He didn't see his house go up double the price and be able to sell his house and move to Texas. Everybody that I know that has moved to Texas just complains about the bugs, complains about the heat, complains about certain weather conditions. And, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. And final thing I wanted to throw in this bonus video for you was, you know, 23andMe, they got hacked. The hacking went on for years, guys. Now, thousands of you have used 23andMe in my audience. Mathematically, there's so many of you. And yes, you found your Aunt Joni and you got connected with different family members, and it's so neat. But the value of geotyping and genetics of your makeup is so, it's worth so much money on the black market. And I want you to think about this. If you're trying to conduct testing and you have to contact 23andMe, you don't think that they know exactly what the genetic makeup is of people. You don't think that they've done their own testing and sold it for themselves. They have. Okay, I truly believe that. But when you see these people that have been hacked, and now you're starting to learn, you know, what the hackers have done with this. Oh my gosh, you guys think about this. If you knew that you were in Tustin, California, and wow, there's a lot of people there with Parkinson's near that golf course. Isn't that interesting? You know, we only have, you know, 1,200 people that are in Tustin, but this cluster of Parkinson's is here. There's serious value in that, guys. And that is your data being compromised. I've talked to you guys about this. Make sure you have a VPN. It's a virtual private network. Rosie's got a VPN too. Makes it so that when you go to a website, you're protected. Now, it doesn't protect you from their hacking, but you need to protect yourself to where you go to nefarious places. I'll put the link below for you guys. But everything that we're being told is ridiculous. This state has got such a crime problem, such a homeless problem, such a ridiculous, you know, state of what they want to do. And they don't, you know, they don't want certain things to happen, but they don't want you to speed, which I understand. What they're talking about is speeding is bad. It causes, you know, causes fatalities. It sure does. So does homelessness, guys. They just found a group of homeless people living underground in caves, okay? All this crime, the drug use, everything that's happening needs to be stopped, and they're not doing anything to do that right now. So share your thoughts and all this stuff of everything in the world that they want to control. They want to control speeding of your car, okay? The other thing is they put a ban for gas leaf blowers. And in 2021, they said, listen, we're going to have this ban take effect in January of 2024. And it got postponed until July 1st of this year. But you can't have a gas leaf blower. And it's funny. I don't film out at the golf course on Thursdays because the leaf blowers are out here. And, you know, you guys know the sound, okay? But supposedly, the electric leaf blowers are going to save the world and save the planet and save us all. And it's going to be much more quieter. If you talk to one landscaper about the electric leaf blowers, they tell you how awful they are. And again, destroy an industry. That's what they've done. So, you know, when I go to the montage and I talk to those guys, it takes them 2 and 3 times longer to use the electric leaf blowers than it did before because they're just not as powerful enough and the charges don't last. Okay. So, let me know what you think about this. Guys, is it ridiculous? Put a governor on your car to control speeding. What's next? What is next? Hey, listen, fatty. I don't want you to eat hamburgers. We're going to control the fat content in your meals because you're a chubster, okay? Well, I like a cheeseburger every now and then, guys, okay? So does Rosie, okay? So Rosie came out, and we just were appalled by this, and she insisted that I pull over and make this video for you guys. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me anything ridiculous like this, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys, and I'll see you guys very soon.